Hello.
Hey, good morning. This is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Joseph?
Yes, sir. Really, how's it going?
Hey, great. We're just giving you a call to give you some quick just update and information on your account. No more than 5 minutes. Do you have the time at this time?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay, good. So we're just giving you a call to let you know that your Facebook ads have been live for about a week and a half. Also, Joseph,
I got to get some pictures.
Yeah, I was about to say that. So, yeah, if you have any pictures share with us of your work, you know, we would really like for the people out there to see your work.
I did go through them and actually separate the trees from my personal pictures, so I have gotten that far. I just haven't went through there and really picked.
Oh yeah, that's good. So it's not like as urgent, so it's not like you have to do this like right this moment. So as soon as you can, do send them, and we're going to share that to the public for them to see your actual work. It's good for people to see what you've done so far, for them to, you know, get an idea of what you do. So keep that in mind. And it's not just for Facebook, of course. We also use that for your website, for Google. You know, we use all your pictures across all platforms. We'd like people to see your actual work. That way they see how you handle things and how you get things done. So it's important for you to send that in. Again, it's not as urgent, but, of course, the sooner the better. And so we got that with Facebook. And also with Google, on the Google side of things, I do see that so far you have about 10 Google reviews. Your average at this moment is 4.4 stars in Google. The reason why I'm bringing this up is whenever someone looks at businesses or whenever they look for a business or a product that they want to buy, whether that be on Google, Amazon, wherever the case might be.
I wish I could pull that bad review off of my page.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I was going to get to that. So, basically, when people look at reviews, you know, it's a common practice for people to look at reviews before they actually buy a product, before they call a business. You know, it gives them an idea on what they're getting into. You know, they want to make sure that the business they're calling is recommended, that they do a good job, so on, so on. Same thing when they buy a product, you know, they want to make sure the product works, that it's recommended and things like that, right? So the more positive reviews you have, the higher chance that you have of people calling you instead of calling the competitor. So it's extremely important for you to share. We're going to send you a link. This is called a tiny URL. And this link is for you to share around for as many people as you want, for you to get as many reviews as you possibly can. I actually see that we sent the review on March the 4th, but I'll send it to you again for you to have it there on your recent inbox.
Is there any way y'all could help me get, I had an ex-girlfriend of mine. I guess it was like a new boyfriend or something. He went on my damn Google page and my Angie page, and I guess has made up some sob story, blah, blah, blah. Sort of trying to make me look bad. Tried to get Google to pull it and Angie to pull it. I couldn't get nobody to pull it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, well, I could report this over to Google and let them know, explain the situation, of course. However, Google is the one that decides whether it gets removed or not. You know, they want to make things fair for both clients and business owners, so they'll review it. And if they find it fits to remove, then they will remove it. But I can definitely report that over, Joseph, so they could, you know.
I mean, even if you have to tell them, they're talking about, I mean, they, I guess the guy knew, she told him that I had a previous construction company. It just mixed the two together. I mean, maybe if we even had to come at them saying, hey, they're talking about a construction company, it could even be the wrong company.
That's good, yes. So that's actually a good one. So that gives you even a higher chance of that getting removed. So if it's not even the actual current business, then yeah, that's a review that's not valid for what you currently do.
So yeah, they're trying to relate it to the tree business because it's the same name, Top Shelf.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's probably why. So yeah, that's a good thing. So I'll report that over, and that gives you even a higher chance of you getting that review knocked off. So I see that person is John Jones. Is that right?
Yes, he's actually deceased now.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So John Jones, I do see that's the only bad review you currently have. I'll report that review to see what we can do. Now, of course, Google opens their own investigation. It could take about 5 business days for them to let us know whether it approved or not. But, of course, I'm pretty sure that with what you just said, they'll remove it, no problem. But that's up to them, of course. And in the meantime, Joseph, of course, just like I was saying, I'm going to resend you that link. You're going to get it via text message and email. That tiny URL is for you to send out to as many people as you possibly can. As soon as they click on that link, it takes them directly to your Google page, directly to the section where they would leave you a review. making it much easier for them to do that as well. So it's as simple as clicking on that review, and it takes you directly to that review page. And again, the more positive reviews you get, the more positive comments you get, the better for new clients. That way, when they're reviewing through your profile, you know, it gives them the peace of mind, and it makes it easier for them to make their choice in giving you a call instead of giving the competitor a call. So it's important for you to gather as many reviews as you possibly can, as fast as you possibly can. And this has to be a practice that you do permanently. So not just this beginning stage, but each time you get a job done, you know, ask them for a review. That way you keep on attracting you and new clients each time someone looks at your profile.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's all the information I wanted to share with you, Joseph. And again, I'll report that negative review so we can, you know, do our best to knock that off. In the meantime, again, just gather as many reviews as you possibly can. Just remember the pictures that we need as well from your work. And, well, Joseph, do you have any questions for me today? Anything that you want to clarify?
Can you clarify when I got to pay the payment?
Yeah, that's the 20th of each month.
Okay, but thank you. I was just trying to put it in my calendar.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for taking this call, Joseph. You have a good one.
Yeah.